Good morning and welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, Ghana's Fiscal Service to roll out new module for calculating inflation as it works to review the basket of goods. Some printing firms in the country miss out on the political season boom as more political parties and presidential candidates turn to China for business and supply. And in our business, general traders in Kumasi cash in on the Christmas festivities and the December general elections. My name is George Yafe. Let's now settle for the details. The Ghana's Fiscal Service has revealed that it will soon roll out a new module for calculating inflation. Now, this will see the service review the items that is captured in the basket of goods for the measurement. Professor Samuel Kobnini, its government institution, has been giving us more details about this move.
The importance that persons in Ghana put on the various items that we have in the basket are obtained from our living standard survey, which we conduct every five-year basis. In this case, the last one was conducted in 2017-2018. Due to the ramifications of the COVID-19, we were unable to go into the field in 2022. Hence, currently we are in the field collecting data for Ghana's eighth round of the Living Standard Survey, which has one of its main objectives for rebasing of consumer price index and rate of inflation.
Government statistician Professor Samuel Kobnini. Now, some agri sector players are attributing the rising inflation to failed government policies. Inflation rate has risen marginally to hit 23% for the month of November due to rising food prices. Edward Karawa is one of those players. The Joy Business has been engaging on this issue.
We have not invested enough in agriculture. We have also conducted some activities that undermined agricultural production. For instance, Galamsey activities have been severe in 2023 and has affected agricultural production. How do you convince the ordinary Ghanaian who goes to the local market to buy foodstuffs that Planting for Food and Jobs program has been successful when prices of the foodstuffs continue to go up?
Edward Karwe is a player in the agric sector. The board of TALO has begun the search for a new chief executive. Now, this was after its current boss, Rahudia, announced that he will be stepping down next year. Mr. Dia will, however, be in place until a successor is found. Now, this is to ensure a smooth transition. However, the news about he going didn't settle with the market as the share price actually went down by 7% yesterday on the London Stock Exchange. Savings and loans companies are asking the public to pay back their funds to them. Now, Chief Executive of Opportunities International Savings and Loans, Kwame Wusu-Boateng, says that the savings and loans companies are working to reduce the non-performing loans rate through various processes. He spoke to Joy Business at the workshop organized by the Opportunities and Savings and Loans Company.
NPL issue is a two-way. The banks or the savings and loans companies have a role to play with their credit methodology, the client segmentation, you know, how the products are designed, pricing and everything. They all impact. Even how the loan is structured is impacted or can impact the non-performing loan ratio. But the clients also have an obligation that when I borrow from a financial institution, I'll pay back. The money is for somebody. The banks or the savings and loans companies have to acquire the money from somebody, either from depositors or borrow from banks and lenders. And therefore, if you don't pay, you are reducing the strength of the institution. Therefore, it's a two-way thing. We have our role to play in structuring the products in a way that is affordable, that is convenient, that enables the clients to pay. But the clients also have a moral responsibility to pay back so that we can multiply the impact of what we do with the clients.
Kwame Wusu-Boateng is the Chief Executive of Opportunity International Savings and Loans Company. Now, most of the political parties and presidential candidates didn't turn to us for their printing for those elections. Now, that's the cry of some printing firms in Newtown, Greater Accra Hub for the business. Joy Business's Helen Aye and Rochella Tegu has been engaging them.
Those who are supposed to give us the job, make the jobs available to us, are not doing it. It ends up in the hands of the Chinese, the Lebanese. It's very appalling.
Shortage of materials and the dollar rate, things became a little bit expensive. The Chinese in town too are making things a little bit worse for us. So they are not making things comfortable because we are buying materials from them and they are also doing the same production. Their prices are a little cheaper than ours.
When we beat in the government side, we don't get anything to do. We learned they have bought their own machines. That's what I've not seen it, but that's what we learned, and some have been given to the Chinese. And we have investigated some things, and when we go to the Chinese firms, we see that they are doing the jobs. For instance, this year being election year, we should have been printing t-shirts, but we don't even have one t-shirt to print.
And those are some owners of printing firms here in Newtown, a hub for that business in the Greater Accra region. Speaking to my colleague Na Ayi, that is Helen Na Ayi and Rochella Tego. So let's get to our special business feature for this Friday. The traders in Kumasi are leaving no stone unturned as they strategize to cash in on the Christmas festivities and the December 7 elections. Love FM's Emmanuel Bright Kweku gauged the mood in the Central Business District and the impact on elections as well.
It's almost sunset at the Central Business District of Kumasi, with traders readying themselves to end the day's trading activities. But an unusual sight in the market is the recent unannounced and indiscriminate honking of vuvuzelas at the market. Its source: the PZ Lane at the business district. Under these packs of umbrella shirts are young, vibrant men engaged in the sale and swapping of mobile phones. It all began with a toy gun craze. But the boys were cautioned against the security threats as at least 26 persons were rounded up by the police. They have, however, found a new fun activity to excite themselves and distress after the hard day's work.
We like to enjoy ourselves. Sometimes the market is bad, so this is what we do to distress. This is also helping people realize the election is just a game. People think the boys here aren't serious, but after the day's work, this is what we do to entertain ourselves.
The new craze is a ripe market for its vendors, even ahead of their usual peak of sales during the Xmas season. This sells at 25 cedis, another going for 20 cedis. We also have 15, 10, and 5 cedis for the smaller ones. Joyce sells some of the now most sought-after toys at the Odu market. She's making huge profits from what she says was initially a slow market. When you go to the PZ Lane, you'd realize a lot of vendors are switching to the toys. We've really bought a lot of these toys to sell. The market is also booming. Some street hawkers are diversifying their usual trade to include the toys to their items they sell. Children are compelling their parents to give them the toys even before their Christmas presents. Here, when a particular political party wins the elections,